Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sharon Feld of Sulphur Springs, our books commentator. Good morning.
Good morning.
Been a while since we've talked, so I'm glad to see you again.
I'm glad to be back.
We're going to try to get in a very short amount of time, three different books here that Sharon either has read or is excited about having the opportunity to read soon. We'll get to that. But the first one is by an almost local author, James R. Callan, who has been here many times talking, or numerous times, with the Golden Leos.
Silver
Leos. Thank you. But the Silver Leos writing group. And it's called Political Dirty Trick. And this came out within the last year. And this is a book, basically, it's a novel about Texas politics.
It is. It's based on a campaign where the incumbent governor is running again, and his political opponent plans this dirty trick to implicate him just so there'll be a little bit of scuttlebutt to run the campaign, the opposite campaign on. And the political trick goes very badly wrong. It was just supposed to be a theft of a painting, but it ends up with a death of his campaign manager, and the incumbent governor is implicated in it. And the poor little girl, she was just this odd campaign person, volunteer on the other side of the aisle that was asked to do the political dirty trick. And she has accidentally killed this person, and her life is destroyed. And it's very interesting, especially with the upcoming election in November.
Right.
And
let us hope it does not go down that path.
But hopefully everything is just really nice.
Right. So he has lived in Winnsboro, very nearby, and I understand he's moved somewhere else in East Texas, but more or less local guy. And he wrote a series of books called the Father Frank Mysteries, which we've talked about.
Oh, yes. I love Father Frank. He's a priest that always gets involved in these murders, and they always... he's always in the center of it, although he's not the target. He's always the one that solves everything.
Yeah. James Callan, and it's Political Dirty Trick, and it's a relatively new novel that you can find out there on the internet and a number of different locations. Now, another thing we're going to talk about here is that this is coming up here in a few weeks, and we've talked with Sharon before about the Pulpwood Queens event,
right,
which is held every year, and you're always meeting these authors and making friends with them.
It's the best connection place
and,
ever.
Apparently so. And Patricia V. Davis has a book coming out, and it's called Demon Well Seasoned, part of her Secret
Spice
Cafe trilogy. And you've been invited to the launching.
I have. This is the third in her series of the Secret Spice Cafe, and all of the books, all three books, are set on the Queen Mary, which is supposed to be a very haunted ship, did service in World War II as a transport ship, and then, of course, was a beautiful, luxurious ocean liner. But the Secret Spice Cafe is a restaurant set on the Queen Mary. Well, the third book in the trilogy is called Demons Well Seasoned, and it is also set on the Queen Mary, and the launch is going to be on the Queen Mary, which is docked in Long Beach, California, and Patricia invited me. I can't wait.
It's exciting.
It is. I'm so excited.
That will be a great event on the Queen Mary. November 2nd, did you say?
Yes.
That'll be a great event for you, and we'll have to hear all about the Queen Mary when you get back. We're talking with Sharon Felt, our books commentator. And the third book we're going to talk about, we don't have a heck of a lot of time, but Devil in the White City. This is not a new book. It's been out for a while by a fellow named Eric Larson. And he wrote Isaac Storm, which is the great book about the Galveston hurricane of 1900. So that's a great thing to his credit. But what made you think about this was the state fair
was coming up, and John and I were going, and he said, and he had read this book, and he said, you ought to read this before we go to the fair. I don't know why, because it's scary as ever. But it is based on a true story about the 1893 Chicago Fair being built.
World's Fair.
The World Fair, yeah. Yes. And it was right after the Paris Fair, which was extraordinary because of the Eiffel Tower. So they were trying hard to make it even better than Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it's a kind of a parallel story because they're talking about all the complications and the troubles and the successes of the fair being built, which was called the White City because they painted all the buildings white and it was quite spectacular. But at the same time, a parallel story of this mass murderer, this guy who held himself out to be a doctor, built a hotel close to the fair. And of course, these women, young women, were trying their independence, moving out to work at the fair, and they happened to stay at his hotel and they kept disappearing. And it turned out in the story, well, and I think this is actually true, he killed over 200 people of all ages. And he was, after he killed them, he had a friend who would sell the cadavers or the skeletons to Cook County Medical School, which is like just really scary because they should have asked where they came from.
Of course.
But anyway, it was very exciting.
I had never heard of that.
John had read it, and told me that I should read it.
But it is a novel.
It is based on the true facts of the killer.
But novelized.
But there is some fiction thrown in.
And it's A Devil in the White City by the great Eric Larson. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again, Sharon.
Great. Loved it.
Sharon Felt of Sulphur Springs, our books commentator. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.